You're welcome. I want the kind of love that turns my past into an etch-a-sketch and shakes the broken out of me. A selflessness that teaches me how to love myself unselfishly. A memory that reminds me of all the things I still want to be, a hindsight less than 2020, so I can't see the past that's haunting me. I want an apology that means something. Give me the honey without the sting. I'll shout one back and thank you because you brought the things I couldn't bring. Thing is, doubt has brought me about as much luck as a no-leaf clover. I spend each day trying to find a way to get around everything I can't get over. And I tried to die, I'm ashamed to admit, figuring if they buried me, I'd at least get under it. So shake this broken out of me. As a broken as an art of my masterpiece looks like debris, the world taught me a promise is not a guarantee, it's something that can break. But if you take my broken, I guarantee I'll shake your broken into me. Sewed into it that looks kind of like a scar. And there's no map that says you are here to tell you where you are. I learned you'll never know how far you've come if all you ever do is go. I know stop signs love amber lights because they like to take things slow. I know those who spent their lives like quarters at a slot machine. They spent each second gambling away all the things they could have been. Brightly burning stars, minds like flame, blood like kerosene. They burned out because it's hard to read the fine print when it's written in the in-between. No, we're not the only broken ones. We have no number, just an estimate. The number grows every day, there's no way we can keep track of it. So if nothing else, at least you know you'll never be alone. Our reflections are stained in the broken pieces of all the things we should have known. Read like novels, and others like short stories. Some take what little love we have left, trying to deplete our inventories. Is there anything left to give? Have we given away everything we've got? Have we traded away our memories, trying to forget what we forgot? A shot in the dark, that's just my version of a Hail Mary. I don't believe in God, but it's that shot of hope trying to keep alive what the world keeps trying to bury. How do we let go of all the things we shouldn't carry? Do we mark our bags with tags set for different destinations? Do we book cruises for our problems and send our baggage on vacations? Truth is, we don't need much. Some food, some drink, from time to time, some touch. A crutch made out of shoulder, if that's something you can spare. All we have to give is time, and that's the truth about the dare. We only get the middle, the part with all the tears and laughter. Everything between once upon and now and happily whenever after. So shake this broken out of me. As if broken as an art and my masterpiece looks like debris. The world taught me a promise is not a guarantee. It's something that can break. But if you take my broken, I guarantee I'll shake your broken into me. On guitar, Maya Robbie. Give her some love. Is there a Kleenex? I got snot. I'm going to deal with. Is anybody? I guess we'll just power through it. Oh, sure. Thank you. Oh my God. Thank you.
passing of the torch.
Yeah.
Thank you. Here's a, you can put that on eBay. A present for you. Oh, wow. It's Angel Soft. Professional series. Yeah. Today is Father's Day. How many dads out there today? That was a weird woo. It was like woo. Gotta give big thanks to the dads out there. Something you should know about me is I didn't know my dad growing up. I was raised by my grandparents. My own parents were really young when they had me. And there were a lot of people in the community that I grew up in that took issue with them being together. My dad was Native, my mom was not, and so people in our community sort of made it difficult for them. So they both ended up leaving town and going separate ways. They never ended up together. And because of that, you know, like rather than surrender me to the foster care system, my grandmother was like, screw that, give him here. She wasn't that gangster about it, she was like, no. Give him here, you know, like Mr. T or anything. But I've been afforded a lot of opportunities because of that. And my grandparents were not people of means, but they worked very, very hard to provide for us. And they were not expecting to take on another mouth to feed. So I owe a great deal of gratitude to them. And my granddad was a very hard man to get to know. It wasn't until the winter of his life that he really opened up to me. And he had a really dark sense of humor. I know today is sort of gospel day, so I'll tell you that, you know. I grew up in Yellowknife, up in Canada's Arctic, going to a Catholic school at a time where they didn't teach sexual education, which made puberty a surprise for all the guys. Like, puberty was just smiting kids as they walked by. And we were just being struck down by it. Because nobody told us that was what was gonna happen. And my voice didn't change like it does for a lot of kids over the period of a couple months. I was talking like this, and all of a sudden I started talking like this. And if that happens to you in a Catholic school, their only frame of reference is stuff like Rosemary's Baby and The Exorcist. And so they're all like, oh, he's obviously possessed, you know, obviously. And so I remember being frustrated because I was told, like, school's where you go to ask the questions. And I remember asking the questions, but the buck kept getting passed from one person to the next until eventually I got sent to the nurse's office. And so I asked the nurse what's going on with me. And she's like, you need to talk to your dad about this. And I was like, I don't have a dad. And she was like, find the nearest man. It's like, okay, good advice. And so I remember walking home and just dreading, not wanting to talk to my granddad about it at all, because he was a really hard man to sort of talk to. Just to give you a visual, all of this is newspaper, and all you'd really see is his hands. And he would just use that as a force field to bounce the world's shit off of, like, away from him. And I remember finally working up the courage, like, okay, what's going on with me? I just need someone to level with me. And I remember he folded up his newspaper, and he put it in his lap, and he looked at me, and he said, well, maybe you're turning into a monster. Ever think of that? You know, and that was it. Like, you would just let that become a wound in you, you know? And it's like, that's who he was. But he was not an uncompassionate man. He was a very compassionate person. My granddad came to Canada. He escaped Austria during World War II. And he left all of his family behind. And a lot of his family perished during the war. And I think that's the reason he became very overbearing on the rest of us. And he was a very spiritual person, but in school, because I was having such a difficult time, I diverged from that path, and it was always a source of contention between the two of us, and I always kind of wondered when that cord is going to snap and when we were going to have it out about that kind of thing, but I was surprised by the way he reacted when I finally talked to him about it, and so I want to do this piece to honor the father figure in my life. So this is for my granddad.